Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
This is iMac with McCorley Matthew, and my partner in crime, William Rameau, is on the other line. William, say hi to everybody.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much, you?
I'm good, but what the hell happened in the at the beginning? My song was supposed to, the intro song was supposed to play, but for some reason it didn't start up. I don't know what happened. And you heard that long pause there for like a minute.
Yeah, I heard, I noticed that myself, but I didn't want, you know, want to mess up your intro.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
I don't know what the hell's going on, you know. Well, you know, today's show is titled Technical Difficulties. So.
Well, we're off to
already. Yeah, already we're having technical difficulties, so apologize for that. But you know who sings that song, right?
Yes, Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins, and the song is called Bullet with Butterfly Wings. And the guy who sings it, the front man for the group, his name is Billy Corgan.
Right.
I hear now that he's dating Jessica Simpson.
Wow.
Yeah, and you've never seen the guy before, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen him before.
The guy, he's a bald guy. He's right now, he's in his 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica is what? She's like 28, 29?
Maybe, probably even younger. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe younger. I'd say she's about 28, but she's dating him now. And I don't know what, I don't know how you could go from Tony Romo to Billy Corgan. And I don't know how you could go for that. But the guy looks, he looks like an older version of Lex Luthor on Smallville. But guy, yeah, he looks creepy when you see him. But I was surprised when I heard that she was dating Billy Corgan, because you know, she could have found a guy like, you know, I don't know, Zac Efron, or a black guy like Tiger Woods.
Or you.
You know, she could have found someone other than Billy Corgan.
Or you.
Or me. Or you even, you know?
Or me, too. Who knows?
Yeah, but not Billy Corgan. I mean, the guy, he looks like a vampire. He
well,
even says that in
a
the
vampire.
Intro. So, yeah, I don't understand that, but.
But, hey, you know, girls like, you know, rock stars, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But he's too old for her, though. He's
apparently,
like
you know,
15 years a senior, almost.
Apparently, you know, she's feeling him.
Yeah. I would say Jessica Simpson doesn't look as hot as she did like 10 years ago. 10 years ago, she was hot. Remember 10 years ago, it was her, Britney Spears,
yep.
Christina Aguilera, and that girl from, that girl, what was her name, Vitamin C?
Yes, Vitamin C, right.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Like 98, 99, all those young girls, all those pop singers.
Yeah.
And Jessica, man, she was like, she was right there next to Britney Spears in looks.
Jessica, you know, she's still smoking.
Yeah, I mean, she still looks good, don't get me wrong, but nowadays she looking like a, I don't know, a mom, a soccer mom. You know, she's put on some weight, which isn't, you know, it's not bad, but, you know.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
I don't know, she just looks much older, you know, she's not, she doesn't have that girl, that next door neighbor girl look, you know, that girl next door look. I don't know, but if I were her, I wouldn't be dating a vampire. That's just me. The Twilight Fever, man. It's the Twilight Fever. It's spreading everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to date a vampire these days.
Yeah, I saw there was a commercial they're gonna come out with this vampire movie. Like it's gonna be in the future, 2019, I think they said. And the world's gonna be taken over by vampires, and humans are gonna be outnumbered. So.
Oh man.
Yeah, I saw a commercial on that today. I think when I was watching the Spike TV VJ Awards, the Video Game Awards.
Yeah, we were just watching that together. The Spike TV Video Game Awards. It was good. I liked it. You know.
Yeah, it was.
Tell them what you witnessed tonight on the award show.
Yeah, it was good. They kicked it off with they're showing it on Spike TV right now. Again, they're replaying it if you want to see that while listening to the show. But in any case, they start off the show with a present. You see a present that says "Do not open until." December 12th, which is, of course, today.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you hear Joker's voiceover, and then the box opens up, and then you see his goons pop up.
Yeah.
And then he was saying, like, you know, you didn't see the sequel coming. And at this time, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm, you know, I'm geeking out, man. I'm like, oh, shoot, they come out with the sequel already?
Yeah.
And afterwards, he's spraying them with like laughing gas, which would, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't watch Batman, you know, the gas pretty much, you know, makes you die laughing.
Yeah, it's a new... go ahead.
All right. I was just saying, and then they showed the world premiere of the, you know, the Batman Arkham Asylum 2. They haven't said the name, so I'm definitely going to check out that site later on.
Yeah, I think it said there's a website you go to. I think it's Arkham Is Now or Arkham Asylum Is Now. I don't remember, but...
No. It's Arkham Has Moved.
Oh, Arkham Has Moved. Yeah, why I keep on saying Arkham Is Now? I don't know. But if you play the first Arkham Asylum game, yeah, I mean, you had it, right? It was good.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. A must-have for gamers and especially, you know, Batman fans, you know, such as myself.
Yeah. And, you know, me and you, we love video games, but, you know, you would agree that you love it more than I do.
What, Batman Arkham Asylum or video games?
Video games overall, you know. We both love video games, but, you know, you have more passion for it than I do, you know.
Maybe a little bit more.
You'll actually go online and chat with people on the message board.
Now you make stuff up now.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking around. But it was a good show. I mean, they had some celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Jake Gyllenhaal,
right?
Zach Braff from Scrubs. It was a good show. You know.
Yeah, Jack Black. He won Best Voiceover. He beat out Mark Hamill, of course, the voice of Joker, and also known as Luke Skywalker from the the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
And he beat out Arlene Sterling, who plays Harley Quinn, in the game and in the animated series.
Yeah.
And then he was joking around. He thinking that they won Game of the Year, and you know he was pretty much talking trash.
Yeah.
To Arkham Asylum and all the other games.
Yeah, but he really won the award was really for voiceover.
Yeah.
Not Game of the Year, but Jack Black was funny, and you know the show was it was good. If you want to see it, they're giving a replay right now on Spike TV. So check that out. Anyway, well, moving past video games, last week on the show, you know, there were some technical difficulties.
Right.
And,
for both
shows. Yeah. You know, on your show and my show, you know.
Right.
But I heard your show, and it didn't really sound, you know, when you listen to the show, it was probably like a 30-second delay.
Yeah, exactly right. I noticed that when I listened to it after... we did the show, my show, pops up tomorrow, 6 to 7.
Yeah, there was a 30-second pause during your show because the phone hung up, so we had to call in again.
Right.
And basically, when I listened to the replay, I mean, it didn't sound that bad, but mine...
Exactly.
My show from last week sounded real bad. I had an echo because I was using two phones, you know, one to talk and one to play... sound clips, so that didn't work out. This week, I'm not using two phones, I'm only using one. But, you know, I just wanted to apologize to all the listeners and everybody that downloaded the show. You know, I just want to apologize for that echo and the technical difficulties last week. And hopefully this week, you know, it'll be a much better show. And, you know, I want to do a little freestyle rap just to apologize. You know, I remember Mark Henry on WWE, on Raw, he did like a freestyle rap. So I want to do a little rap, just to apologize for the technical difficulties last week. And the freestyle rap is called Technical Difficulties.
But
so here it goes.
Here's Macaulay Matthews' rap.
Here it goes, freestyle. Yo, check it, yo. Raise the volumes in my headphones, yo, check it, yo. I apologize for last week's technical difficulties, yo. I was trying to have a good show, but it didn't work. I'm trying to be like Star Trek's Captain Kirk. Smooth operator, that's who I be. Last week's show was like 0 degrees. It was cold, but you know I'm bold. I tried to make it funny, but I sounded like Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc? My name is Mac. The show is called I'm Mac, and I'm back. I apologize for last week's technical difficulties. Yo, the show last week sounded bad. But you know me, I'm not mad. Today's show is going to sound better. Big, badder, and better than ever. Tiger Woods cheated on his wife. All those media members need to get a life. Yo, yo, check it. Yo, put the volumes in my microphone. Check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2. Yo, yo, I'm going to do a show. So I gotta. Damn, I'm trying to come up with some words. Yo, 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 I'm going to do a show. It's going to, so I got to sign out. The Yankees won their 27th championship. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, I apologize for last week's technical difficulties. Technical difficulties, technical difficulties. Yo, I'm going to say it in Spanish now. La technicali de difficulties. Yo, and I'm out. So there's my apology for last week's technical difficulties. What did you think?
Oh man. Only you would come up with a rap song. An apology. Oh man. I'm trying to hold back my laughter back there. And you had to bust up that snack.
I was trying to come up with some words there, but, you know, nothing was coming to my head, so there you go. There's a freestyle rap for my apology for last week's show, so I hope you guys accept my apology out there. Anyway, let's talk about some current events and some things in the media, in the news right now. I don't know if you heard about this story. It's in New York City. Two teachers were caught.
Oh, yes, I heard about that story.
Oh, so you heard about it, right?
Yep.
Two female teachers were caught in a classroom, an empty classroom, having sex with each other. And the janitor caught them. And the stupid janitor, it was a male, by the way, he saw them having sex, and then he went to the principal and told on them. I mean, what guy does that? If you see two women,
it's like a hall monitor would do.
Yeah, what the hell? The guy's a tattletale. What the hell would you even do that? I mean, I would ask to join in, not, you know, tell on them, but let me play the clip for you. I'm gonna play the clip of this whole story so you could know more about it.
I thought this was a family show.
Huh? What you said?
No, I thought this was a family show.
Well, you know, it's from the news, so nothing X-rated, or they don't have, like, a clip of it or anything, of the action of the teachers having sex with each other, you know.
No, I'm talking about what you said.
What? What did I say?
That you would join in.
Yeah. Wouldn't you? I mean, I would ask to join in, you know. That way you could, like, you could give them an ultimatum. Either I join in, or I'm going to tell on you.
Or I get a detention.
Detention for what? I want to do these girls.
I'm saying they'd give you detention.
Well, hey, it better be some good detention. But let me just play the clip for you so people out there who don't know about the story could learn more about it.
He is outside James Madison High School in the Midland section of Brooklyn, where there's an investigation concerning two female teachers. Peter?
You know what, Jim? These kids behind me, the students here, and they will be the first to tell you that this school is under construction, and tonight it is under scrutiny. You think Gossip Girl's racy? Well, wait till you hear this. A school for scandal. And the zip code is not 90210. It's right here in Brooklyn.
They seem like pretty nice teachers, but I don't know. It's kind of weird to have that in your school.
Hot and heavy high school hijinks, BK style. It's the talk at James Madison High here in Midwood. Published reports say during a high school talent show last month, these two teachers showed their talents to each other, reportedly turning an empty classroom into a virtual Brooklyn boudoir.
It was like one day, somebody IM'd me like, oh, this teacher caught having sex with another teacher at Sing. And then it started spreading eventually on Facebook, eventually in the school, and then to the news.
One's a Spanish teacher. The other teaches French. A curious custodian reportedly caught the alluring linguist speaking the language of love, or at least lust. That janitor disrupting the allegedly undressed teacher's tantalizing twosome. Party over. He blew the whistle.
Any announcement from the principal or any of the staff?
No, nothing. Like nothing's going on, yeah.
Sure, what these two supposedly got up to, you can play it for laughs, as every hormonal teenage boy's fantasy. Students even set up a Facebook page to trade jokes about the amorous educators. But it's the stuff of real-life nightmares for school administrators who have taken strong action.
And these tenured teachers, one of whom is reportedly married, have been bounced from the classroom gym pending a Department of Education investigation.
We'll be talking about this one, Peter Thorne.
Oh, yeah.
So the two teachers, right, they were in the classroom together while the students were in the auditorium attending a talent show. And a Spanish teacher and a French teacher, and the Spanish teacher looks hotter out of the two, by the way.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, you saw the pictures, right? Yeah,
I didn't see the other one, but I've definitely seen the one you're talking about.
Well, the other one is a French teacher, and she's 32 years old, I think. She looks cute, but I hear that she dresses like a I don't know, 16-year-old girl.
That must be the one I saw in the papers.
The Spanish teacher looks hotter, though. She looks way better. She's 29 years old, and she's married. But they were in a classroom together, you know, naked, and the janitor just came in, saw them, and then tattletaled to the principal. And the two teachers were sent to something called the bumper room. I don't know what that is exactly, but they're right now the school is investigating the that incident, and right now those two teachers look like they're going to be reassigned. So, I mean, that janitor is a dumbass. What guy does that? You see two naked girls making out and you go tattletale on them? At least you could have stayed there and watched. Or filmed it with his cell phone, you know, but I would have.
Maybe you did.
Nah, the guy sounds like a. He sounds gay. Could have been like a gay janitor, who knows? I would never do that, but. You know, if it was me, I would have. Had my Trojans prepared. Took them out and, you know, took care of business right there.
But you know what's the other funny thing in your thing?
What
they're doing this while the students are watching a talent show.
Yeah. they could have been on stage. Right? Instead of, you know, doing it, you know, with no students around. And, yo, why is the Spanish teachers always the hottest ones? Can you explain that to me? Like, every Spanish teacher I've had has always been hot. Like, I had this Spanish teacher in 7th grade, and she's probably the hottest teacher I've ever had, ever, in all my years going to school. Her name was, I don't know if I should say my name or not, but her name was Miss Veneer. And she was, like, this young Spanish teacher. She was thin. She had blonde hair. She was good-looking, man. Mm. Yeah, if you saw her, man, you would have wanted to be in my class if she, you know.
Shoot, the way you describe me, I wish I was in your class right now.
Man, let's get the DeLorean and time travel so we could so we could go back in time and see her. Because I'm telling you, she was hot. She was a hot Spanish teacher. But
What grade you had her?
7th grade. Yeah, man, she was hot. The hottest teacher I've ever had. Yeah, I've told you about this. I've told you about her
Probably have. Yeah, probably have.
But anyway, looks like these teachers are probably going to get fired, and they're probably going to have to wait a little while to teach again. So, but, man, I mean, if you were that janitor, right, what would you do?
I wouldn't have told him, Tim.
Yeah. I wouldn't have told him either. That doesn't make any sense. What guy does that? I mean, you would have just stayed there and watched, right? Or at least ask them to, you know, have a threesome or something.
Let's just say I wouldn't have tattletales.
Huh?
I wouldn't have tattletales.
Yeah. But you would have done something other than tattletales, huh? Right?
I guess they would have to find out.
Oh, well. Anyway, I guess we have to talk a little more, a little about Tiger. Well, not that much, because last week we spent we spent some time on Tiger, but
yeah, we spent literally half the show on Tiger, and then on my show we spent at least a quarter on that on my show too.
Yeah.
But man, I lost count. I lost count at nine. He has
lot of women. It's a lot of women.
At least nine mistresses and six.
The guy, I think it's like 13 or 14 women.
Yeah, I think it might be 16 or so. Who knows?
There's a porn star named Holly Sampson, I think that's her name, that he supposedly had an affair with. She was one of the mistresses. And like 2 days ago, I saw a softcore movie on the movie channel featuring Holly Sampson. And I don't remember the name of it, but let's just say she looks really good, man. Mm. Tiger, he has good taste in women. He has good taste. I mean, all of them have big boobs. They're thin. They're either blonde or brunette. He has good taste in women, even though he's a cheater. But I know you don't agree with me. You know, I think he's a man. You don't. Because you want to be politically correct all of a sudden.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not knocking his taste. I'm just saying he's a, you know, he's a married dude.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was a single dude, I mean,
but as a man, you need to be on his side. You need to support him. You need to be like, yeah, Tiger, you need to fist pump like a champ, like Jeter. You need to support the guy.
I'm not Jeter's biggest fan, you know. I mean, I'm not knocking Jeter. I mean,
you see what I'm saying? You're supposed to like support Tiger, man. You're supposed to like say, yeah, that's what all men should do.
I can't. You know, I can't support, you know, him, you know, for doing that, you know.
He got caught. That's the only problem. He got caught.
Imagine, you know, Tiger was, you know, married to your sister and he was doing stuff like that. How would you feel?
Wow.
See? I mean, you got...
First of all, if he was doing that for my sister, I would go up to him and say, listen, you get me some of these girls.
What did you
my
say?
My sister will never know.
Repeat that again. Out of here.
I said, if he was cheating on my sister, I would go to Tiger Woods and say, look, listen, if you give me one of these girls, my sister will never know about this. Never.
That's cold. You just saw your sister.
Yeah, I got to keep it real.
Come on.
I got to keep it real.
I appreciate you being real, but that's cold blooded right there.
Okay. All right, maybe I wouldn't do it.
You have to make like the janitor and tell it to.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, maybe I wouldn't do that, but I don't know. I just think, like I told you last week, I think most men have the desire to cheat, or they do in fact cheat. I mean, you know, if you're okay, let's say you had a girlfriend, right?
Right.
And you met a sexy girl at the club or some on the street somewhere. And she comes, she asks you for your number, and she wants to, you know, eventually bang you. I mean, you're going to be tempted to, you know, bang her, right?
I mean, you'd be attracted to a girl, but come on, I mean.
And she's really hot, man. She's like Megan Fox hot.
I mean, you'd have the temptation, but nah, I wouldn't go through with it, because that would just... I'd be in his shoes right now. I mean, he's about to lose his whole entire, you know, family because of what he did.
Okay, I have another scenario for you.
Okay.
Let's say you had a girlfriend.
Right.
One night,
mm-hmm.
you and another buddy go to a girl's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just hanging out, and then the buddy, he falls asleep. And then the girl.
You know who this buddy would most likely be, but let's continue.
Yeah, probably me. But I'm saying, let's say if I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say the hot girl, she starts taking off her clothes and she starts, you know, stripping for you and coming on to you. What would you do?
Nah, I'd stop that right there.
You would push out of the way?
I wouldn't literally push her, but I'd be like, I'd stop it for real, because, you know.
But her naked body is in front of your face. She's shaking her booty. She's making her ass clap.
Nah, I'd have to stop it.
Wow.
Nah, I'd have to, man.
It's easier said than done, I mean.
You're right about that. It is easier said than done, but, I mean, nah.
That's hard to believe.
That would F up the friendship right there.
Man, that's hard to believe, man. You tell me a hot girl like Megan Fox, you would say no?
I'd be tempted, but I wouldn't go through with it. I mean, because that would ruin the friendship
relationship.
Right, yeah, that would ruin your relationship with her, and that would ruin our friendship.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you're a better man than me.
Well, I'm going to ask you the question, but I bet I know what your answer is going to be.
My answer is going to be yes for everything you ask.
That is wrong.
I know what you're going to ask.
That is wrong. That is so wrong.
Listen,
right,
I'm a man.
But you're not a loyal man.
Well, I mean, listen, if a beautiful girl is in front of me, naked, I'm going to be tempted to do something.
Well, of course you're going to be tempted.
Yeah, I mean...
That's cool, though.
I have to be really in love with a girl for me not to cheat on her. Let's just say that. I mean, I have to really, really, really be in love with a girl for me not to cheat on her. But if there's other girls out there that want some of iMac, I'll give them iMac. You know?
All right. Let's go back to the question. How would you feel if I did what you would have done? How would you feel?
The same thing that I asked you?
Yeah.
What would I have done? I'll probably have sex with her.
No. I'm saying, let's say if that same scenario you said, you know, she was, you know, hitting on me, and then I went through with it. How would you feel when you found out about that?
I'll give you a high five.
That would make any sense, man.
I'll give you a high five.
That would make any sense.
Even though you have a girlfriend, I mean... Hey, I'll never tell on you, man. I won't tell your girlfriend.
No, I'm talking about that's your girl.
Oh, okay. You say
yeah,
that's my girl.
That's what I'm trying to make sure. I'm trying to.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
well, that's a different situation right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, like you said, you were sleeping, and then she started. You know.
And if I found out about it.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'll be mad at both of you guys.
Of course, I would be too.
But hey, man, you're my friend. Hey, if you want some of that, I'll give you some of that.
Nah.
You know, I tell you.
No, you know, you say that because you know.
You take the bottom, I take the top.
No, you know, I wouldn't do something like that. So that's why you're saying that.
You're crazy, bro.
No, you're crazy. You're the one that said that.
All right. I will come back and talk more about this. I want to play a bit by Richard Pryor. And it has to do with women. The bit is called I Like Women. And as you know, like Tiger Woods, Richard probably loved women, especially white women.
Right.
So let me play this bit for you. This is from his 1983 album called Here and Now. So let me play the bit for you.
We were signaling. I've been married about four times. Married to the white and the black. There is no difference except subtle shit you can pull on the white women that you can't pull on black women. You know, like in an argument or something, you can pull that shit like, hey, baby, it's a black thing. Well, black man, you don't understand or get the motivation of the black man, you understand?
Oh, yes, dear, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. So sorry. Please forgive me. Black women, you cannot do that. But once. And they get that motherfucker, the head, they're gone. You know, crazy. Oh, no, motherfucker. Because you shouldn't have had the bitch in there the first time. Yeah, you bad now. Be bad now.
And then you end up, hey, darling, no, no, dear, I'm just kidding. Go over here. I won't do anything.
We like what we don't we, man?
That's something that's good all the time. You know, I mean, the worst pussy ever going to be in life is good. And women know it. No matter what you say to a woman in an argument, you can't win because they know, I'm not the pussy. And it's good. And sometimes you hear men say, that's a bad pussy. You know, and you woman might believe that shit, man. If there's any ladies here tonight that think they got a bad pussy, I'd like to see you after the show. I'd like to give a second opinion. But we're lucky women fuck us at all now because they got the machines and shit. Why you ever seen plug them bad boys in, get the numbers and shit? And you be standing there with just a dick.
Tell me when it's my turn, will you? Well, that's all right. Thank you. Never mind. I'll come back tomorrow.
I don't mind the divorce and shit. And they want the money when you get divorced. And I'll be going, wait, bitch, you ain't told near a joke.
Well, maybe you'll think this is funny.
Hand you some papers from a lawyer and shit like this. Holy shit, that is funny.
And you feel bad when your lawyer turn on your ass, right?
I think you should settle.
No, just take my advice, settle.
She's going to say a lot of things that you don't want known.
Say, wait, she going to tell about me and that goat?
Man, I tried to be
whatever it is. I tried to do it, whatever the fuck it is. I can't do it. You just have to be a special kind of man to handle that shit.
I can't handle it. I mean, I go home, man. Sometimes my wife would start shit that I didn't understand. You know, like,
I don't want those people in this house again.
What?
I don't want them here.
Well, you're married, you know, you say, fuck it, I'm in love. Maybe I'll try. Maybe I've been wrong three other times. Shit. I'm going to try to make this shit work. Hey, you don't want them in the house, baby? Their ass ain't going to be in the house. Hey, fuck, no, I'll handle it. Don't worry. Hey, you motherfuckers, get out.
No, partner. Hey, Jack, you got to go. Don't come back no more, my wife. Because you got something. My wife seen it. I don't want to get it. You gonna be all right with this? This is it, Jack. This is, I'm in love now. You gonna come around no more. Meet you around the corner.
Then they start talking about come home earlier. Wait, come home? What the fuck are you talking about?
You're out too late. You do drugs all night and you're just out.
But I'll be having fun. What time is a good time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Hey, I'm home. Could be 10 o'clock. Shit, you'd be in the restaurant eating. Bring it back. What's the matter, Rich? I gotta be home by 10, Jack. Come home, be a house full of women. I don't know. Be sitting around talking shit, eating my food. Ask me to serve them something to drink. Say, bitch, who are you?
I'm an old friend of your wife's.
Yeah? Are you a nurse? Because that's what she's going to need. You keep fucking with me.
Sometimes you could be in love with somebody and it's great, then you fuck around and marry them. And I don't know if something happened when you get women get married, man, that you've been going with a long time, there's something about it, the attitude be. Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
How are you today? you been to the bank yet?
That was Richard Pryor. I like women. So, Will, we agree to disagree on the whole cheating, the whole Tiger thing.
Right.
You know, we just have different views on those issues. Right? I mean, you say that it's wrong. I say that in some situations it's right. But I guess you have more morals than I do. Pastor Will, that's what I'm going to call you. Pastor Will. Come on, give us your final thoughts on this whole cheating Tiger Woods thing. Come on, Pastor Will, give it to me. Come on, give us your thought, Pastor. Come on. Come on, preach.
Oh, you know,
come on.
Wait for you, but...
No, come on. Well, no, just seriously, give us your final thoughts on the whole Tiger Woods situation.
Well, you know how I feel about it. You know, it's... You know,
preach on, my brother.
What he's doing is wrong, you know.
Uh huh. Do you think people will forgive him?
Yeah, I think he'll be forgiven.
Can I get an amen? We're gonna have a new segment, Pastor Will, where you give your thoughts on certain news topics, certain celebrities, and issues and stuff like that. Do you think that'll be a cool segment to do? Pastor Will, I mean,
okay,
just share your thoughts and opinions, you know.
It's your show, okay. I don't mind.
Yeah, I think that'll be cool, man. Because, you're coming from a different viewpoint than I do, you know. You're more of a pastor viewpoint.
I guess if you want to compare the two of us.
I'm more of a... I don't know. I'm more of a damn. Whose viewpoint would I say I have?
What, sinner? But we're all sinners. I mean,
yeah, I'm more of a sinner's. I have a sinner's viewpoint, you know.
But we're all sinners. I mean,
yeah, that is true. Most of us are sinners. That is right. But
I mean,
you preach on, my brother.
I mean, everybody's sin, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Just
gotta,
you know. Learn from your mistakes and,
yeah.
You know, don't do it again.
Yeah.
That's what Tiger, hopefully Tiger, you know, almost losing his family, that's going to, you know, hopefully make him, you know, realize that, you know, he has an important thing going there with his, you know, his relationship with his family and his two kids. So hopefully he's going to, you know, stop what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I even heard that he's going to play his career on hold.
Yeah,
you know,
he is. Yeah, he's taking a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and Tiger, and golf. Golf is going to suffer in the ratings because he's gone. I mean, he is golf.
Yeah, he is.
When he's on the course, I mean, people watch, and the ratings go up when he's playing. But when he's not there, the ratings are going to suffer. So, anyway, you know, we should put this Tiger thing to rest. He came out with a statement. He said he's going to take a break now. They probably going to come out with more women, but we should just stop already. They're dragging this on way too... I mean, it's going on for what, 2-3 weeks now?
Yeah, it seems like that. Seems
I mean, cut it out, man.
One more thing before we put this... we give this to Undertaker, you know, at WrestleMania and make
tombstone.
It rest in peace.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
I'll ask you one more question. I know you... Do you wish you were Tiger right now?
Do I wish I was Tiger? No, I don't.
See?
First of all, I'm not Tiger. I would never have gotten caught. That's first of all.
Yeah, but that's what he was saying, too, because he didn't start last week. He's been doing this for years.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I think he picked too much women to cheat with. I mean, man, the guy could have been cheating with hundreds of women. Who knows?
Yeah, he definitely
I would have picked a select few to cheat with. And I would be cheating with them for a while, not just a year or 2 years. You know, they'd kind of be like my kind of like the girls that I go to, the go-to girls. You know, when my wife isn't giving me anything, I could always go to those girls to have sex. you know. And it'll be for a long while. It wouldn't be for a year or 2 years. It'd be probably years, like 10 years, 20 years. They would be my go-to girls.
And by the way, in the future, when your future wife listens to it, whoever she may be,
and divorces me,
and divorces you after she listens to this episode.
Hey, don't worry. I'm gonna tell her the situation beforehand, and if she doesn't accept, then you know, pack your bags and go live in someone else's mansion. Because I plan on having a mansion when I'm older. Who knows?
But seriously, I mean, is it really worth it? I mean, you know.
Okay, honestly,
good,
it's not worth it. I mean, his marriage suffered. His wife is probably gonna leave him now, and he's probably gonna have to pay her a lot of money.
His kid's gonna have it's not really gonna see him that much.
Yeah, the kid's gonna see his daughter's gonna see him. I mean, he could go see his daughter anytime he wants.
It depends on what the judge decides. I mean, I'm sure he's gonna get joint or, you know, see them on the weekends. I mean, it's not like he messed up the marriage, but he didn't. I mean, he didn't do anything like abusive or, you know, like endanger their lives, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So I think they'll be lenient with him. Plus, he's a celebrity, so
yeah.
I don't think they'll go. You know, like you said, I don't think they'll.
He'll get cut. He'll be able to visit.
Yeah,
but who knows if she even leaves him? I mean, she might stay and work this out. I mean, the guy has he's a billionaire. He's the first billion. Damn, I'm getting tongue-tied tonight. I don't know why. Yeah, billionaire athlete. I mean, he has lots of money.
Yeah, he does.
So, I think she's going to stay.
You think she'll stay?
Yeah, she'll stay.
I don't know, man.
Not that Tiger
like
money, man.
Pissed.
Once he waves those bills in front of your eyes, you get hypnotized.
Yeah, but she comes from a rich family, too.
Yeah,
she's
going to
be well off
they
anyway.
They don't have Tiger Woods money.
Yeah, but she's gonna have a huge piece of that Tiger money.
Yeah.
If she leaves, either way, she's gonna live with a lot of money.
Yeah.
She had money before she was with him.
I guess.
Either way, she's gonna have millions and millions of money when she leaves, man.
Yeah. Well. I hope the kid gets to at least see a father. I mean, that'd be a sad thing if she doesn't get to see him that often.
But,
yeah, that's the messed up thing. And a kid has to be involved in this.
Yeah.
That is a messed up thing. That's why, you know, I'm not going to have any kids. No, I do want to have kids in the future. I do.
Yeah.
I do. That would probably make me stop cheating.
That's
if I have a kid.
Perspective, you know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you're a husband, I mean, you know, when you go cheat with a woman, you start thinking about your kids, or you should be. You know, you have a kid at home. Who has a mother, who's your wife. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'm not married, so I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know how I'll be. I guess I'll just have to wait and see if I'll cheat or not when I'm married. You too. You'll have to wait to see too.
Nah, I doubt that. I'm not going to do that.
Well, let's just put this thing to rest right now. Let's just move past it. Enough Tiger Woods talk.
Right.
Let's talk about something controversial, more controversial than Tiger. Well, not as controversial, but, you know, it's in the same realm. The Jersey Shore show MTV. Now,
yeah,
the show, yeah, we were talking about it off the air. The show is generating a lot of controversy because it's basically a bunch of Italian kids living in a house together. And it's basically, if the show fits the whole stereotype of Italians. You got these kids. These guys taking off their shirts, working out, showing their abs. They're saying they're fist pumping like champs. They're putting gel in their hair. And you got these girls acting slutty. And, you know, it's not representing the Italian community in the right way. So a lot of Italians are mad. And they're actually threatening MTV. And they're protesting. They want the show off. They want the show canceled on MTV. But MTV is sticking by the show. And I don't know if MTV is going to cancel it or not, but they're certainly feeling the pressure. But I'm going to play a clip for you that details this whole controversy. So you can, so you guys out there who don't know about it, you guys could know more about it from this audio clip.
But MTV's Jersey Shore is generating a lot of controversy. Megan Alexander explains why.
Hollywood!
It's the outrageous new reality show causing a storm of controversy. MTV's Jersey Shore features 20-something Italian-Americans with hot bodies living together in a New Jersey beach house. They party and sometimes get out of control.
There is definitely going to be fights.
Now the show is coming under fire for its stereotypical depiction of Italian Americans. Cast members proudly call themselves Guidos and Guidettes.
I was born and raised a Guido. It's just a lifestyle, it's being Italian.
They're obsessed with their bodies. The men are often shown shirtless. Mike, who calls himself The Situation, is constantly showing off his abs.
My abs are so ripped up, it's called The Situation.
Pauly D spends hours in the tanning booth and 25 minutes fixing his hair.
There's no way I'm going to Jersey without my hair gel.
And the women, like Nicole Snooki, are always looking to hook up.
I want to marry Guido. My ultimate dream is to move to Jersey, find a nice, juiced, hot, tan guy, and live my life.
The New York Post labels it the most hateful anti-Italian-American show ever allowed on legitimate TV. Several Italian-American interest groups are condemning the show and calling for a boycott.
Well, here's just another example of why Italian-Americans still continue to be the only one that it's politically correct to bash. We're either mafioso on one side, or in this show, we're bimbos and buffoons.
At least one advertiser, Domino's Pizza, has decided not to advertise on the show. MTV is defending Jersey Shore, releasing a statement saying, "Our intention was never to stereotype, discriminate, or offend."
We would like MTV to pull the show.
Jersey Shore airs 10 p.m. on Thursdays on MTV.
So there you go. Whole controversy surrounding that show. And like I said, MTV is feeling the pressure to keep the show or cancel the show. So I don't know what's going to happen with that show, but next week, a girl gets punched in the face at a bar by a guy.
Heard about that.
Yeah, he knocks the girl out, and the girl's one of the house members. And you should watch that next week to see what happens. But that's the one you were saying that looks fine, right? On the she appeared. She and the other people from the Jersey Shore show. They appeared on the Video Game Awards tonight. And
Right, yeah.
She's not the hottest one. There's a tall one that's hotter than her.
Is it the one that was at the show too?
Yeah,
or
I think
the blonde one.
The blonde one? There's a blonde one on the show?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I don't. Well, I haven't seen all of the show. I've only seen some of it.
Yeah, I saw some of it the other day too.
Yeah. What do you think they should do? Do you think they should cancel it?
I don't think they should cancel it because I mean this is 2009.
Them call themselves Guidos and I don't know, just this whole, they're playing up to the Italian stereotype. A lot of this Italian stereotypes.
I mean, like I was saying,
it is kind of offensive a little bit.
But I mean, there are some people like that. I mean, it's not like
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
The people, they're just being themselves. I mean.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, they are living up to a stereotype, those people, but they're being themselves. I mean,
yeah.
There are some people who are, like that. There are some people who are not like that. Kind of like MTV. I mean, everybody, not MTV, BET. I mean, not everybody or, not every black person is a gangster or,
Yeah.
I mean, there's different type of people. There's people with different personalities.
Hallelujah.
You shouldn't believe.
Pass the rule again.
you shouldn't. I mean, if they were blatantly making fun of the Italian culture, then I'd understand, the show should be pulled off.
Yeah.
I just think the people are, just being themselves,
Yeah.
It's not like they're putting on, blackface or. Changing their voice to sound like, Mario or something.
Yeah.
They're just being themselves,
And a sponsor, I think it was Pizza Hut. Was it? Oh, Domino's.
Domino's, I think it was.
Who makes Italian food? They pulled out of the show. They pulled all their advertisements for the show. So, you know, MTV is feeling the pressure right now. So we'll see what happens with that show. But
yeah,
you can catch it on MTV Wednesdays at 10, I think. No, Tuesdays at 10, Thursdays at 10. I don't know when they give it. But check out
MTV
next week when that girl gets punched in the face. That'll be something to watch. So we have 4 minutes left. One last thing. I don't know if you heard about this, but Diddy, P. Diddy, said that when he was a little kid, when he was 7 years old, he tried to have sex with a 10-year-old.
Say what?
Yeah. He tried to bang a 10-year-old when he was 7.
That's messed up.
He said while he was in the act of doing it, he got caught and got a spanking afterwards.
How old was he?
7.
wait, time out. Wait, he was 10 years old?
He was 7 years old. He was trying to lose his virginity to a 10-year-old.
Oh, wait. He was 7 and the girl was 10?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, that's way too young for him to be, doing it. I mean, doing what he's doing.
Yeah, he got spanking after that.
Well, he deserves a spanking. He's too young to be doing stuff like that.
Yeah, but it gets strange. He said when he was 13, he used to beat off so much.
Damn.
He used to, after he beat off, he used to pray on his knees to God and ask for forgiveness.
Wow.
Because, you know, he was going to Catholic school. He was a Catholic. So after he beat off, he used to pray on his knees and ask God for forgiveness every time he finished, you know, beating off. But
damn.
That's why I didn't go to Catholic school, by the way. For that reason. I know my grandpa wanted to wanted to put me in Catholic school, but never did happen. And I'm glad that I didn't, you know, because there's a lot of predatory preachers in the church, in the Catholic church right now. They prey on young boys. So.
Well, stereotypically, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, but there's been a lot of them, though. I said preachers, I meant priests. You see, I was thinking about you, Will. You being the pastor and all.
I'm not preaching.
The priest.
Or pastor. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course.
Yeah. But, I just found that to be strange, you know.
Yeah, that's what's to me. I never heard anything about that.
Yeah, I just read it the other day on StarPulse.com.
Hmm.
A website that I write for, so. Diddy is a crazy dude.
Wow, I never knew he did that.
Yeah. Well,
being a little too candid there.
Yeah. And he said ever since then he's been hooked on women and he wants to have sex every day. I think we might have another Tiger in P. Diddy, probably.
Pretty much, yeah.
He probably enjoys it as much as Woods does.
Yeah, because we were saying a couple of weeks ago, you know, when you're in the entertainment business, you know, you're going to have all these ladies, you know, throwing themselves at you. So, you know, it ain't that easy, especially if you're married, you know, or you're dating or you have a relationship. It's very difficult for you to maintain a monogamous relationship, you know, when you're in the limelight like that.
Yeah. Well,
limelight, I should say.
Well, anyway, we have 1 minute left. So we're going to have to end the show here. Will, again, it was a pleasure hosting this week's show with you. Could you plug, you want to plug your show for tomorrow?
Sure. Check out the show 6 to 7, Sports Urban Legend.
So I'm Mac. I'm McCoyley Matthew. And from my sidekick, William Rameau, we're signing out. My ending music isn't starting. We have some more technical difficulties. The music isn't starting for some reason. I'm trying to end the show here. So I guess we'll just leave with some dead air. Wait, hold on. Let me try to play this. Because I do want to end the show with a... I don't want it just ending with dead air. I want... I do want to end the show with the music.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, check out Will's show, and I'll see you next week. I'm Mac.